You are now listening to The Show with me.
Hello, it's me. I'm Kieran Sandulo. This is the last episode of The Show, and I am joined, as always, by Samuel Pierman.
My head hurt.
And Gabe.
Hi.
I don't know why he's behind me.
He's wandering.
Unplugging the fan. Hello.
Hello.
He's poking me on the shoulder. He brought a camera in. He's got a camera.
I do.
I don't know why, but he has a camera.
Photographer.
Yep.
Photographer.
That's what he's got.
Yes.
Sam, this is your second to last week?
Yeah, I'm going to see if I can be here next week.
Gabe, so. Same for you, I would assume.
Gabe, stop. Oh, man.
I just flashbanged him.
Oh, my gosh. Camera the thing flash. Is so bright. It hurts. Damn. Oh, dude.
Just absolutely vaporized his eyes.
Surprise.
Just like the Ash baby.
Oh, that my gosh.
Baby after getting evaporated by a volcano.
But, yeah, I'm going to see if I can come back next week. Yeah. One last off the rails in since the 29th is a Wednesday. So
I might stop in too, but I don't have to come to here after tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have to go to Ben Davis until
I'll be here tomorrow, but that is I believe that is my last day here. I'll try to make it in on Friday so that I can see Emerson off, but I think that's about it.
Yeah, I can't do Friday. I have graduation practice.
So do I, yeah.
So, I'm not going to be here Friday next week, though. You'll probably catch me Tuesday from 8:30 to 9:15. No, that's Wednesday, 8:30 to 9:15 for Off the Rails. Tuesday.
It's 9:15 to 10.
9:15 to 10. Thank you,
there
Gabe,
you go.
For You're remembering welcome. My schedule.
You figured it out.
Blue's Clues.
Well,
the dementia is clearly kicking in.
It is, very Word. Clearly. Well, we have a bit of a... kind of a bittersweet send-off for this episode. We are bringing back something from season one. We're bringing back the All-Stars tournament bracket.
Oh, no.
Yes. Except for this episode, rather than being random characters from pop culture and whatnot.
That's so sad. I love my pop culture characters that we killed.
I have gathered up the star topics of every episode of the show.
Is there a fish in there somewhere?
There's a kraken.
All right, that'll work.
And I do know we got Salacious B. Crumb in there.
Yeah, we got to get some Star Wars representation from our second to last episode.
I love that little freak of nature that
He's
lives
great.
With Jabba the Hutt.
He's perfect.
The
He's just a
he
little
does.
Dude.
He just laughs. I
he
love
laughs
him. I know
really
why.
Loud, and it's funny.
No wonder Jabba kept him around.
Exactly. I don't know what his deal is, but I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know.
Well,
anyways.
Who are you?
Who are you?
Who are you?
Anyways, our bracket today for our final episode of the show. We have the Kraken, Little Caesar from Little Caesar's Pizza, a gorilla, Lightning McQueen, Mothman. Ooh. Spider-Man, Scrooge McDuck, me, the Headless Horseman, Aang from Avatar The Last Airbender, a random turkey, Pinocchio, Chris Pratt Garfield, a swarm of ladybugs, Santa Claus, Beaker from The Muppets, a trunk monkey, brown sugar cinnamon Pop-Tart, chocolate chip ice cream, a Smucker's Uncrustable, dementia, Godzilla, Samuel Pierman, and Salacious B. Crumb.
Wait, why am I in here?
Just the one-on-one episode.
Dementia.
Because Gabe wasn't here.
Hello.
Oh, yeah.
So when it was just you and I.
So it was just me?
Just you.
Why am I fighting?
Because it's funny.
I better.
I mean, I'm in it.
You're in it?
Yeah,
he
I'm in it.
In it. I'm not in it, though.
You're not in it.
I'm voting for Beaker. Or that yeah. trunk monkey.
Sam, who are you rooting for?
I want Salacious B. Crumb to win, man.
Me personally.
I want to hear him do his victory lap.
Me personally, I want Little Caesar to win.
The Little Caesar?
I want the Little Caesar to
he
win.
Instantly gets iced.
I hope not.
Round one.
Round one.
Bro falls asleep and does not wake up.
All right, here we go.
Dang. That's the most peaceful way to go, I guess.
I will narrate.
Oh, thank
what the website has for anybody listening. This is a website that I have. I just found a website that runs a Hunger Games simulator. You put names in, and then it just randomly generates events that can happen, and then people fight. Sometimes they win.
Sometimes
they get attacked by a swarm of bees and die.
This time it's a swarm of ladybugs.
Yeah, but we're going to find out.
10,000 bees in a trench coat.
10,000 bees in a trench coat. All right. In the beginning, as the tributes stand on their podiums, the horn sounds. There you go. Sam and Gabe are doing our,
that is
our
not
sound
a horn.
Effects. Aang receives a trident from the cornucopia. The Headless Horseman runs away from the cornucopia. Lightning McQueen runs away from the cornucopia, just growing legs, I assume.
Ka-chow.
Spider-Man grabs a jar of fishing bait while Scrooge McDuck gets fishing gear. Mothman runs away from the cornucopia. Little Caesar runs away from the cornucopia. Ooh. Godzilla, chocolate chip ice cream. The ladybug swarm run away from the cornucopia. The swarm of ladybugs finds a backpack full of camping equipment. Dementia and Pinocchio run away from the cornucopia. The Kraken runs away with a lighter and some rope. Brown Sugar Pop-Tart runs away. The Trunk Monkey takes a handful of throwing knives.
There we go.
Chris Pratt, Garfield, and I run away from the cornucopia. Salacious B. Crumb scares Smucker's Uncrustable away from the cornucopia. Beaker from the Muppets runs away. Sam Pearman grabs a jar of fishing bait while Santa gets fishing gear. The gorilla grabs a shovel and the turkey falls into a pit and dies.
Starting off strong with that turkey.
Starting off strong.
Turkey is
not... I need to get hotkeys up.
Oh,
we need sound
get the off-the-rails hotkeys.
Don't worry, I got a perfect hotkey.
No.
Oh God. He's flashing us with the bright light from his camera.
That's what the turkey saw when he dropped into the bottom of the pit.
Oh. Anyways, let's see, day one.
That was day one, so hit the gong.
That was day one.
Yeah.
I don't know why that was so loud, why that was so quiet, but hang on, let's fix that. I hope that this is not too loud. There we go.
Significantly louder than it was.
Yeah, very. It was fine where it was.
It was.
I couldn't hear it.
All right.
You couldn't hear it?
No, not at all.
Maybe you're just silly. Oh, there you go. You didn't have your headphones turned up.
Can you hear now?
No, but it's just a lot of fuzz. Anyways. Like a hand fart. Anyways, day one.
The fuzz.
Chocolate chip ice cream stalks Dementia. Pinocchio and Mothman hunt for other tributes. Beaker from the Muppets searches for a water source.
Yeah, that's right.
Little Caesar tends to Smucker's Uncrustables wounds.
That's a sentence I never expected.
Lightning McQueen tends to Samuel Pearman's wounds.
Oh, you got hurt?
The Trunk Monkey sets the gorilla on fire with a Molotov.
Oh my God.
Okay, I think that was the lighter and the
Yeah, that rope. Was the lighter and rope you stole from the Kraken, okay. I believe.
Good grief.
I steal from the Headless Horseman when he isn't looking. Chris Pratt Garfield picks flowers. The swarm of ladybugs discovers a river. Spider-Man and Brown Sugar Cinnamon Pop-Tart work together for the day. Salacious B. Crumb searches for a water source. Godzilla runs away from Santa.
That is
a sentence.
What has Godzilla done to have instilled the fear and wrath of Santa Claus?
I don't know, man. Maybe he was just a little naughty.
Maybe.
Do you have any idea how large the lump of coal has to be for Godzilla?
Good gravy.
Doesn't he have, like, fire breath? Wouldn't he just light it on fire and immediately, like, erupt a volcano?
Scrooge McDuck tries to sleep through the entire day. Aang searches for a water source, and the Kraken searches for firewood.
Why is the Kraken looking for fire?
I don't know.
So we can light that coal on fire.
Two cannon shots can be heard in the distance.
Uh-oh.
For the turkey, I'm gonna turn
I'm so
the
sorry,
volume
turkey.
Yeah,
down.
don't blow our ears out again.
The turkey. And the gorilla.
Gabe keeps shining lights in my eyes.
We'll have ASMR.
That is not ASMR.
Night one. Oh, God.
That's the sound of the light.
That is terrible.
Night one. Dementia goes to sleep. The Headless Horseman and Kieran Sandulo tell stories about themselves to each other.
Wow, all right. You're making moves on the Headless Horseman.
One year, I killed a bunch of campers that were hiding at my farm. I was like, that's cool. I ate Dairy Queen.
Last night?
That's weird, man. Anyways, I got a sucker.
Spider-Man, the Kraken, Sam Pearman, and Brown Sugar Cinnamon Pop-Tart tell each other ghost stories to lighten the mood.
I do not know. I would be just sitting in that conversation just trying.
That's the Kraken.
It's terrifying, man. Anyways.
Like Chewbacca.
I was trying to do Kraken. Ended up. Chocolate chip ice cream quietly hums. Little Caesar starts a fire. To do what? I don't know. Aang receives fresh food from an unknown sponsor. Scrooge McDuck and Lightning McQueen talk about the tributes still alive. Santa receives an explosive from an unknown sponsor.
I'm going to quote that.
Well, I've got a present for you. Ho, ho, ho. It's a pipe bomb.
That's for what?
Okay.
Ladybug swarm climbs a tree to rest.
Okay.
Yep. Godzilla tries to sing himself to sleep.
Could you just imagine being in like one of the forests and you just hear like... and it's just like, oh, that'd be terrifying.
It'd be unsettled.
Smucker's Uncrustable cooks his food before putting his fire out.
Aww.
Pinocchio sees a fire but stays hidden.
Bless you.
Gesundheit.
Did you just bless me for yawning?
Yeah, you'll be awake after this.
Oh, God, dude. Ow.
I love having a camera with a flash on it.
It's like... It's terrifying.
It's so violently bright.
Stop it.
It's portable.
What's
thunder.
The bell sound effect? Oh, that's boring.
It's a bell. What do you think?
I thought it would have been boom. Like a...
What
like
you expect? Like a boom, boom.
Yeah, that's what I was expecting.
Boom. That's why it's like 6 seconds.
Anyways.
Back to it.
Where am I? Oh, Beaker from the Muppets sets up camp for the night. Salacious B. Crumb questions his sanity.
Makes sense. He's just sitting there laughing.
Yeah.
He's laughing in the middle of the forest.
Mothman tries to treat his infection. Trunk Monkey bleeds out due to untreated injuries.
Oh, no.
No.
Not my Trunk Monkey.
No, Trunk Monkey. Chris Pratt Garfield sets up camp for the night.
He's next.
At the end of night one, nothing happens other than the death of Trunk Monkey.
Aww.
Bless you.
How sad.
How sad.
Wake up, brother.
How am I supposed to tell ghost stories to a Kraken?
I don't know.
It's like the biggest...
Figure it out.
Like, sea
Dry
monster.
Land. Ooh.
Dirt.
Fire.
Sand. Ooh.
You see this? It's sand. It's sand. You know what it's going to be 100 years from now? It's going to be sand!
Pocket sand.
All right, scared. Day two.
Ooh.
Dementia goes hunting. Godzilla overpowers Spider-Man, killing him. That's
wow.
So
that is
quick.
That is a sentence. Okay.
So fast.
Which Spider-Man is it?
Three.
Three.
Andrew Garfield, Tom Holland?
Absolutely not Andrew Garfield. No, he's peak. We're going to say Disney XD Spider-Man animated TV show.
No.
No, the bad one.
I don't know which one that is.
Oh, Bully Maguire, Jeremiah says on the whiteboard. All right.
Yep. I don't know what to say to that. Just keep going.
Anyways, the Headless Horseman searches for a water source. Little Caesar convinces Mothman not to kill him, only to kill him instead.
Wow.
Ah.
Little Caesar sure knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he's avoiding getting stabbed really well.
Somehow.
Chris Pratt, Garfield, Aang, the Kraken, and Pinocchio raid Beaker's camp while he's hunting.
Uh-oh.
Chocolate chip ice cream picks flowers.
Aww.
Lightning McQueen constructs a shack.
Wow.
He just starts building a shack.
Building a garage, I guess.
Yeah, he's got to take a nap.
Well, yeah, how else is he...
I attack the swarm of ladybugs, but they manage to escape.
Darn.
Hmm.
Santa begs for Smucker's Uncrustable to kill him. He refuses, keeping Santa alive.
Thank God.
Interesting.
I love this game because it makes no sense.
He baked a sandwich.
He begged the sandwich for death. That Salacious B. Crumb overhears Brown Sugar Pop-Tart and Scrooge McDuck talking in the distance. Samuel Pearman questions his sanity.
Who are you?
I knew he was going to say that. I knew it. Anyways, the end of day two, there is an arena event. A tsunami rolls into the arena.
The Kraken is going to be fun.
Kraken's going to have an amazing time.
Godzilla holds Aang underwater to drown.
Wow.
Little Caesar survives. Oh, do we have a call?
No, just keep talking.
We're going to keep talking. We're on the show.
Oh, it's not
the Headless Horseman survives. Dementia defeats Samuel Pearman and throws him in the water to make sure he dies.
Who are you?
Who are you?
Who are you?
The Kraken survives.
Goodbye, Samuel.
Don't. Oh! Gosh.
The light. The Stop swarm of ladybugs that. And the brown sugar cinnamon Pop-Tart smash their heads together as the tsunami rolls in, leaving them both to drown.
Sam, cover your eyes.
Gabe, I'm going to have to strongly suggest you don't.
That's the end of the ladybug swarm and the Pop-Tart. Smucker's Uncrustable and Lightning McQueen smash their heads together as the tsunami rolls in, leaving them both to drown. I survive. Chris Pratt Garfield survives. Pinocchio survives. Santa survives. Salacious B. Crumb survives.
Thank God.
Chocolate Chip and Scrooge McDuck smash their heads together as the tsunami rolls in, leaving them both to drown.
Aww.
Beaker from the Muppets is swept away.
Oh, no.
At the end, 12 cannon shots can be heard in the distance.
Oh, my gosh.
Trunk Monkey. Spider-Man. Mothman. Why do they keep getting quieter?
No.
Aang. Samuel Pearman. Swarm of Ladybugs. Brown Sugar Pop-Tart. Smucker's Uncrustable. Lightning McQueen. Chocolate Chip. Scrooge McDuck.
Every third explosion is louder than the others.
And Beaker from the Muppets.
We lost Beaker.
We lost Beaker. I'm gone.
You weren't as big of a loss as Beaker was.
Are you serious?
He changed society.
Beaker changed society for the better.
Pearman, can you say you've done the same? In studio audience says no.
Who are you?
Listen, Beaker's war crimes forever, just forever changed.
We're going to keep going, but Kira, we can.
He's saying explode him again.
Huh?
Explode him again?
What?
Explode.
Why?
Pearman gets two.
Night two. Santa and Dementia run into each other and decide to truce for the night.
Aww.
Godzilla starts a fire, likely with his mouth. Little Caesar cries himself to sleep. Pinocchio tries to sing himself to sleep. Salacious B. Crumb attempts to start a fire, but is unsuccessful.
Man.
Chris Pratt's Garfield tends to his wounds. The Headless Horseman and the Kraken hold hands.
Aww.
I tend to my wounds.
How come you got to live, but Pearman didn't?
I don't know.
That is
randomly generated. Oh, well, anyways. Day three, Dementia travels to higher ground. Godzilla thinks about home. Santa stalks Little Caesar. The Kraken sets an explosive off, killing me and Pinocchio.
Well.
From Santa? Santa's secret explosive.
Santa's secret Santa present, the Kraken. A bomb. Chris Pratt's Garfield tends to Salacious B. Crumb's wounds. And the Headless Horseman makes a shack.
What's with the shacks?
I don't know. Arena event.
Uh-oh.
A monstrous hurricane wreaks havoc on the arena.
Bro, what's with these?
I don't know.
What's with the tropical storms?
Dementia is sucked into the hurricane.
Wow.
Godzilla stabs Chris Pratt Garfield and pushes him close enough to the hurricane to suck him in.
Oh my god.
The headless horseman survives. Salacious B. Crumb is sucked into the hurricane.
From out of studio.
Out of studio. No. Little Caesar survives. Santa survives. The Kraken is sucked into the hurricane.
Does he survive?
Six cannon shots could be heard in the distance.
Oh, no.
Samuel, make the noise.
Kieran Sandulo. Pinocchio. Dementia.
I remember.
Chris Pratt Garfield. Salacious B. Crumb.
He didn't deserve to go that way.
And the Kraken.
I don't know how he managed to die in a hurricane.
Night three. Little Caesar sets up camp for the night. The headless horseman attempts to start a fire, but is unsuccessful.
Oh.
Santa dies from hypothermia.
No.
Oh my god. Well, ain't that ironic.
Yeah. And Godzilla goes to sleep. The cornucopia is replenished with food, supplies, weapons, and memoirs from the tribute's families. Godzilla, Little Caesar, and the Headless Horseman confront each other, but grab what they want slowly to avoid conflict. Day four.
A cannon shot for Santa, please?
Not yet.
Aww.
Day four. The Headless Horseman receives clean water from an unknown sponsor. Godzilla and Little Caesar split up to search for resources. One cannon shot can be heard in the distance. Santa Claus.
He died to hypothermia. He lives in the cold.
I know.
I think it was the hurricane that really...
Night four. The Headless Horseman screams for help. Little Caesar tends to Godzilla's wounds.
How? On Earth?
Headless Horseman receives a hatchet from an unknown sponsor.
Uh-oh.
Godzilla severely injures Little Caesar and puts him out of his misery.
Oh, whoa. After he tended to his wounds?
I know.
The sick lizard.
One cannon shot can be heard in the distance.
Godzilla.
Little Caesar.
Pizza, pizza.
Pizza, pizza.
Memorial pizza.
This is a really anticlimactic end. Godzilla taints the headless horseman's food, killing him. And that's... Wow. The winner is Godzilla from District 11. Where's the cheering sound effect? I know we have one. Clapping. Godzilla wins.
Yay.
Yay.
Who are you?
Who are you? Well.
Dang. That was...
All right, let's look at the rankings. First place, Godzilla with 5 kills.
Wow.
The Headless Horseman came in second, no kills. Little Caesar, 3rd place with 1 kill. Santa, 4th, no kills. Kraken, 5th, 2 kills. Salacious B. Crumb in 6th place. Let's see, 3rd place, Chris Pratt and Dementia with 1 kill. Pinocchio was in 4th. I was in 5th. Beaker from the Muppets is in 6th place.
Ooh. Should have been higher.
Scrooge is in 3rd. Chocolate Chip and Lightning McQueen are also in 3rd. Smucker's Uncrustable is in 4th. Brown Sugar Pop-Tart, 5th. Ladybug Swarm in 6th. Sam Pearman in 3rd. Aang in 3rd. Mothman in 3rd. Spider-Man in 4th. Trunk Monkey in 5th with 1 kill. The Gorilla in 6th. And the Turkey in 3rd.
Man. I did not last long.
No. No, you did not. Well, the summary is definitely something to behold.
Can't believe Godzilla would do that. The most anticlimactic. There's no buildup.
Just death.
There's no nothing. Just, he decided to, throw some herbs and spices into his food.
Now, I have one more surprise for you guys. There are 24 slots.
What?
I want each of you to pick 12 characters.
Oh.
We're going to start with Gabe. Gabe.
All right. You want me to start listing them?
List them.
Okay. Curious George. And that man with the yellow hat.
I think we did this the first one as well.
We might have.
We did.
I can't remember.
Man with the yellow hat. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Give me Elmo and Big Bird.
Elmo and Big Bird. Okay.
Don't listen to Robert.
I'm going to listen to Robert for this one. Hatsune Miku and Pitbull.
And Pitbull is
worldwide.
Hatsune Miku and Pitbull.
I need 6 more. I want Handy Manny and Bob the Builder. The unstoppable team.
Handy Manny and Bob the Builder.
Why is it spelled Juan? Obi-Juan Kenobi?
Absolutely not.
You think he
Handy Manny
after
and
work?
Bob the Builder.
Yeah.
Okay, you have four more.
Four more. This is so hard. I want Kung Fu Panda.
You want Po?
Po.
Okay.
And then I want a Gonk Droid.
A single Gonk Droid?
Single Gonk Droid, not plural. Only one.
A single Gonk Droid.
I feel like he's going to win. That dancing cheese from that one.
The cheese.
What?
The dancing cheese meme. You mean the triangle?
Yeah, the triangle of cheese. Hold on, let me see if I can find it.
Music make you lose control.
Yeah.
That one,
I'm just going to put him in as the triangle.
Okay.
One more.
I get it.
One more.
Linus Tech Tips.
Sending in Linus?
Linus Tech Tips.
I want that man.
Turn him into Frontline Tech Tips. Good lord.
Front Linus Tech Tips.
That is... that's what's going to happen to him if he ever gets drafted.
Isaac from the back room. I think he's taking a nap.
Listen, no.
Samuel.
Now it's my turn.
It's your
turn. Okay, first we're going to get
characters.
We're going to get Claude the Slug.
Claude the Slug.
Yes.
From Star Wars.
Can you add the in-studio rat, please?
Oh, yeah. Let's get... What's his name?
The Cheddar Maestro.
Yeah, Cheddar Maestro. Claude the Slug.
Red Corvette.
Stop saying things, Gabe. You're making me lose track of thought.
Jeremiah, stop suggesting. They're not your suggestions. This is Sam's.
They're not yours. Get out of here. You'll get your chance next year. Okay, let me think.
He drew a little frowny face. He's sad.
Cope and see.
I want Cuphead.
Cuphead, okay.
Okay, that's a guy I want.
What about his uncle?
What about his uncle?
Was it his uncle or his grandpa?
I think it's his grandpa.
Ah.
Go.
All right, next up, who's the guy that... Geppetto.
Geppetto?
Yeah, the man who made Pinocchio.
Yeah.
We need him. Who else we need? Who else? Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo, coming back.
Shaggy.
Scooby-Doo and Shaggy.
Peter Griffin from Fortnite.
Oh my god, shut up. Shut up.
A praying mantis.
Just a praying mantis?
Yes.
Like only one? Is it a male
just
or a female?
One. It's just a praying mantis.
Male or female?
Female.
Okay,
good choice.
It's a sizable praying mantis.
It's a very sizable praying mantis. Okay.
Spider-Man 2099.
Okay.
Mike Myers. No.
That is not his name.
That's from Outer Studio.
No.
Sam, next.
Oh, my gosh. Austin Powers.
Okay.
Thank you for giving me an idea. That's the only idea you'll ever give me, Rob. The only good one. Anyways.
Can you go for that sizable meatball?
How many more do I need?
Three.
A single slab of barbecue ribs.
A slab of barbecue rib.
Yes.
Should have gone like Spam or something.
Nah. Handsome Jack.
God, with the Borderlands right now.
Mm-hmm. And one more.
One more.
Hiccup from How to Train Your Dragon.
The little guy?
This is a roster.
He's not a little guy.
He's a little guy.
He
not
got
at the end.
He got buff in the second movie.
Oh, dude, he had a glow up.
He did. He was a teenager, and then they turned him into an adult.
Yeah, he grew a beard.
He had a family.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy.
He had a dragon, Gabe.
Yeah, that he then proceeded to get rid of. Sent him into the dragon hole.
Oh, yeah. He did kind of have to do
into
that.
The world.
Well, he kind of had to do that, because, like, dragons were, like, I don't remember. I'd have to see the movie again.
Why does he have two sevens on his hat?
I don't know. Why are you asking me?
Those were sevens, by the way.
Gabe, shiny object. Huh? Focus. Focus.
Shiny object?
What?
Surprise.
Hey, no.
Focus.
No. Oh, my gosh. You can hear it into the mic. It hurts.
All right. Are we ready?
Are we?
Here's our roster. All right. Curious George, the man with the yellow hat. Elmo, Big Bird, Hatsune Miku, and Pitbull. Handy Manny, Bob the Builder, Poe, a Gonk Droid, The Triangle, Linus Tech Tips, Claude the Slug, Cheddar Maestro, Cuphead and Geppetto, Scooby-Doo and Shaggy, A Praying Mantis, Spider-Man 2099, Austin Powers, A Slab of Barbecue Rib, Handsome Jack, and Hiccup from How to Train Your Dragon.
Yes.
Are we ready?
2077.
Splendid. What?
2099.
No, it's 2099.
I thought it was 2077.
No, that's Cyberpunk.
I got my time periods all mixed up.
Yes, you do. All right, here we go.
Yep. Here we go.
The bloodbath. A slab of barbecue rib runs away from the cornucopia. Handy Manny is unable to convince Hiccup not to kill him. Pitbull takes a sickle from inside the cornucopia. Scooby-Doo finds a bow, some arrows, and a quiver. Austin Powers stays at the cornucopia for resources. Spider-Man 2099 grabs a backpack and retreats. Shaggy runs away with a lighter and some rope. Geppetto finds a bag full of explosives. Handsome Jack runs away. Claude finds a bag full of explosives. Bob the Builder, a Gonk Droid, and Big Bird, and Curious George run away from the cornucopia. Poe snatches a bottle of alcohol and a rag. Linus Tech Tips and Hatsune Miku run away from the cornucopia. Elmo scares Cuphead away from the cornucopia. Cheddar Maestro grabs a backpack and retreats. The Praying Mantis stabs the triangle with a tree branch.
No!
The man with the yellow hat gathers as much food as he can.
Smart man.
Day one. Gong. Linus Tech Tips collects fruit from a tree. Curious George injures himself. Geppetto defeats Cheddar Maestro in a fight and spares his life. The man with the yellow hat thinks about home. Austin Powers and Elmo hunt for other tributes. Spider-Man 2099 searches for a water source. A slab of barbecue rib and Scooby-Doo split up to search for resources. Poe runs away from Claude the Slug. Gonk Droid, Bob the Builder, and Shaggy hunt for other tributes. Handsome Jack is pricked by thorns while picking berries. Aww. Pitbull overhears Hiccup and Cuphead talking in the distance. Big Bird tends to Hatsune Miku's wounds. The Praying Mantis receives clean water from an unknown sponsor.
Man. Okay. All right.
Arena event.
If you say tsunami or flood, I'm going to lose it.
A swarm of Tracker Jackers invade the arena.
Oh.
Well, that's not good.
Wasps.
Oh, the bees. How
the
fun.
Bees.
I love the bees.
Linus Tech Tips knocks Spider-Man 2099 unconscious and leaves him as bait. Hatsune Miku is stung to death.
What?
Handsome Jack knocks the Praying Mantis unconscious and leaves her there as bait. Shaggy slowly dies from the Tracker Jacker toxins. The man with the yellow hat survives. Bob the Builder knocks Claude unconscious and leaves him there as bait.
No,
the Gonk Droid survives. Austin Powers survives. Scooby survives. Curious George is stung to death.
No!
Pitbull and Cuphead run out of places to run and are stung to death.
Not Pitbull!
Hiccup knocks Big Bird unconscious and leaves him there as bait. Poe and Geppetto run out of places to run and are stung to death. The Cheddar Maestro knocks a slab of barbecue rib unconscious and leaves him there as bait. Elmo is stung to death.
No!
Aww.
So sad.
This is a sad
day. How
many
did we lose?
15 cannon shots.
Oh my god!
Can be heard in the distance.
Oh no. My gosh! Let them ring.
Handy Manny.
No.
The triangle.
No.
Spider-Man 2099.
Okay.
What? No.
Hatsune Miku.
No.
We lost the real
the
one.
The Praying
today.
Mantis.
All right.
Shaggy. Claude.
No.
Oh, I missed the sound effect. Curious George.
No.
Pitbull. Cuphead.
This is a real sad day.
Big Bird. Poe. Geppetto. A slab of barbecue rib. And Elmo.
I can't believe Claude.
I'm really sad about that one.
Claude was my guy.
Both Hatsune Miku and Pitbull and Cheese and Curious George.
Bob the Builder, Linus Tech Tips, and Hiccup unsuccessfully ambush the Gonk Droid, Cheddar Maestro, and the man with the yellow hat, who kill them instead. Scooby-Doo thinks about winning. Austin Powers is unable to start a fire and sleeps without warmth. Handsome Jack receives an explosive from an unknown sponsor.
Uh-oh. Hyperion just sent him a...
That's not good.
This is the end of night one. The feast. The cornucopia is replenished with food, supplies, weapons, and memoirs from the tribute's families. Handsome Jack stuffs a bundle of dry clothing into a backpack before sprinting away. Austin Powers doesn't go. Gonk Droid and the man with the yellow hat kill Cheddar Maestro.
No!
Well, at least we finally
Scooby-Doo accidentally steps on a landmine.
Wow.
The man like with the yellow hat practices his archery. Austin Powers runs away from Handsome Jack, and the Gonk Droid makes a slingshot.
Bro is going to be a champion.
Five cannon shots can be heard in the distance.
Oh my gosh.
Bob the Builder.
No!
Well, Linus Tech Tips.
No!
Hiccup. Cheddar Maestro. And Scooby-Doo.
Oh my god.
This is the...
Who's left?
Fastest. Austin Powers is unable to start a fire and sleeps without warmth.
Boo.
Gonk Droid thinks about winning.
Yeah.
Handsome Jack and the man in the yellow hat sleep without warmth. The man with the yellow hat questions his sanity. Gonk Droid makes a slingshot.
Again?
Austin Powers fishes, and Handsome Jack tries to spear fish with a trident.
Wow.
Arena event.
Uh-oh.
Don't say hurricane or flood.
A tsunami rolls into the arena.
Oh, my gosh, I swear. Can they think of anything new?
Round two. Tsunami.
That was unnecessary.
The man with the yellow hat is swept away.
Aww. Aww.
Austin Powers survives.
Yeah.
Yippee.
Handsome Jack holds the Gonk Droid underwater to
drown.
That's a Handsome Jack thing to do. Oh, dear.
Not my
Gonk Droid.
Two
cannon shots can be heard in the distance.
It better not be the Gonk Droid. That Gonk Droid should have lived.
Oh, no.
The man with the yellow hat.
No!
The Gonk Droid.
No!
This is an upsetting last episode.
It is.
Night three. Austin Powers attempts to climb a tree, but falls to his death.
Wow. Handsome Jack wins.
The winner is Handsome Jack.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
He did it.
I'm actually really sad about that.
I'm actually glad. The handsome
Sam
man
won.
Himself.
Sam's guys win.
My guy won.
I had a stacked
team. What a way to end out. What a way to end. Another very anticlimactic end, but...
Handsome Jack just exists, and he wins.
Yeah, he didn't even do anything.
I mean, that is a Handsome Jack thing for him to do. But
just exist and win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm furious.
Are you?
I'm very upset.
Yeah.
That the cheese lost?
I'll never recover.
Never?
Which
never.
One, Gonk Droid or cheese?
Both.
Both.
I'm upset.
You're touching
Robert
your microphone
is staring
yourself.
At me through two windows.
Why?
But
he's mad that he wasn't able to be in here.
Wow, wow. Anyway. Kieran.
Sam.
You're going to do this next year, right?
Yes, of course I am.
Guarantee it?
Absolutely, yeah.
Can we come over?
I don't know. I don't know the rules.
Yeah, can we just crash your show next year?
Dude, that'd be sick.
Even when we've graduated.
That'd be sick.
Appear one day. Just give us the time schedule. We'll be
yeah.
here.
Yeah, that'd this be sick.
Call out to Mr. Easter. Can we please come over? Can we come back?
Can we come over?
Just on my way to college, just walk into the studio. Hey, fellas, what's going on?
Everybody.
Rev up those fryers, because I sure am hungry for a... Hey, help, help.
Help.
My leg.
It'll be a marathon thing, like when we got Max and... Other Sam in here.
Yeah, and Ryan was here. Which
Ryan was here,
I'm
yeah.
still upset about because I wasn't here to see him.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't either. I don't know who these people are.
It was
very
Ryan.
Amazing people from
the
last
classics.
Year. They're the people that started Off the Rails.
Ryan with Ryan Rants.
Yeah, Ryan Smith from
Ryan
Off the Rails.
Ryan Smith from Ryan Rants.
Ryan's Toy Review.
Not from Ryan's Toy Review. I'm going to see if he can do
Dude,
that.
Dude, do you know how old Ryan Toy Review is now?
Like 12.
How?
He's like 14.
Wow.
And he's still doing that.
And he's still reviewing toys?
Are
yes.
Are toys reviewed?
He is not happy.
Is he
you
like
can
an,
tell.
Is he like an angsty teen now?
No. You can tell that he's putting on like the most abysmal act. He's just like, wow, this is so cool. And it's like a complete straight face with a bunch of effects. You can tell that he's just like a contractually obligated to stay there. At this point.
He's going to have to learn how to drive at some point.
Yeah. His parents are like, forcing it on him at this point.
Ryan's toys are going to be driving. Is he going to review a car?
He might.
We're looking at a brand new Mercedes, and I'm going to see if my insurance will let me drive it.
I need to see this. I need to go to Ryan Toy Review real quick.
Go to the insurance?
No, I'm going to his YouTube channel.
I'm going to the insurance. I want to see how expensive that stuff is.
I don't have Ryan to go to school until 2:30.
Toy Review.
I mean 12:30.
Okay, so he's just Ryan's World at this point.
Oh. So he has room to expand into cars.
Oh, he could definitely go into cars.
His most recent video has 7,000 views.
Wow.
He has 37 million subscribers.
Well, Kieran, I guess on the way back to school, you're going to make it 7,001.
Dude, his most popular video has 2 billion views.
Are you serious?
Yes.
2 billion?
It's eggs. It's giant Easter eggs in a bounce house.
2/7 of the population have seen that video.
I haven't.
You said 2/7?
Yeah.
1/4. There's 8 billion people.
Oh, oops. Oh, my bad.
Miscounted.
I forgot that we had more than 7 people here.
There's more than 7 people in the studio. God, correct.
I cannot believe that this child is like
he's an real empire. Yeah, he's like Markiplier except younger and more
like
naive.
How is he real?
Younger.
His videos fluctuate so much in view count. Listen, I'm gonna go in chronological order, most recent, real quick.
Just go
7,000 views, 98,000 views, 215,000 views, 122,000 views, 130,000 views, 799,000 views, 395,000 views, 2,000 views, 414,000 views, 8,000 views, 993,000 views, 252,000 views, 500 views.
I miss Markiplier.
You miss Markiplier?
I do.
He's still here. He's making a movie.
I know. He left.
He's not dead, Gabe.
He's playing AFK Journey.
He is not.
He is playing AFK Journey.
One day
he got
ago,
sponsored. He likes the game.
What?
Yeah. It's a good game.
Oh.
It's a real-time strategy
he's
game.
He's a sellout.
It's an RTS game. He likes RTS games. He played the first game. He enjoyed it. But also, yes, he just wants money. That's his whole deal. He needs money. For the movie.
I, too, enjoy cash.
Yeah, he finished the movie.
Yeah.
The movie's done.
They're just editing.
Trailer's coming out. No, he finished with the editing. The movie's coming out soon.
When is
the trailer is coming out soon.
When is soon?
A couple of weeks.
Are we going to be able to see it in theaters?
Yeah, it's a theatrical release.
Mr. Game. Markiplier, can we hang out
two
sometime?
Ticket to
hey,
Ireland.
Mr. Markiplier, on the off chance that you are listening to this, can we get free tickets?
Please.
To Iron Lung.
Can we review the movie for you? And
everybody watch
it?
Iron Lung in theaters when it comes out.
You think he's like listening right now and he's like, Well, since they
asked so nicely.
They're so polite about it. Oh my god.
I did get pretty far in their last Hunger Games video, in their last Hunger Games episode.
Oh my gosh. Well, I know what we're going to do over the summer then.
Yep.
Yeah, buddy.
Hunt down Markiplier.
That is not what I was thinking.
Calling Mr. Markiplier and asking him for tickets.
Everybody, this has been a wonderful final episode of the show for
Can't
season
believe
it. Two. Yeah, I'm going to be gone for like 4 months.
You'll never
two
see
months.
Me again.
You're never going to hear from Sam again. You're never going to hear from Gabe again.
You might.
It's just going to be me next year.
Oh, somebody's on the phone.
Don't worry
can
about
we
it.
Answer that?
Yeah, no. Let's answer it.
I don't think you should.
That. I'm going to.
You're not going
to. WBDG.
Oh, my gosh.
On air? There was no one.
It's nobody. Static.
Have your headphones on, you moron.
It's static.
Who's a buffoon. Somebody's not on the phone.
Someone wanted to play a game.
Someone's
anyways,
being silly.
We are out of time.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you, you two. Thank you.
Final picture of the studio.
Yeah,
you
have to be in it.
I have to be in it?
Yeah.
How am I going to be in it when
take
I'm
a selfie.
The camera?
Selfie,
how
Gabriel.
How do I take a selfie with the
on air selfie?
On air selfie.
This is going to hurt my eyes. Ow. Say cheese.
Ah!
Stop
Jesus
doing it.
God Christ.
I'm trying to get all the angles
end
here,
the
guys.
Show. End the
I,
show.
Okay,
so
I need you to send
here.
All of those to me so that I can
oh
add those
gosh,
to the thumbnail.
It hurts. Oh,
all right.
It hurts. It
anyways,
hurts so bad.
Thank you everybody for listening to this episode
I can't
of the show.
See.
I'll see you guys next year. These two won't. Thank you everybody for
bye
listening.
Guys.
Bye.